This is Bird Note. I'm Georgia Sparling, a writer and podcaster from Southern Mississippi. There's something arresting about the Mississippi sandhill crane. Long-legged and 4 feet tall, they're almost exclusively gray, with a striking rust-colored crown on their heads. The birds are anything but subtle. On more than one morning, I've heard the arrival of these cranes, the slap of their substantial wings and the echo of their almost prehistoric calls across the wet pine savannas near the Gulf Coast. But they don't venture far from here. While almost all sandhill cranes migrate, the Mississippi subspecies is an exception to the rule. They live year-round in these unique savanna habitats, a blend of open woodland and wetland. So when the savanna began to disappear, they did too. In 1973, there were only about 35 left, all concentrated in one small corner of the state. Through the Endangered Species Act, almost 20,000 acres of wildlife refuge was established for the cranes. Ongoing conservation efforts have seen these majestic birds begin to recover. Today, there are more than 150 Mississippi sandhill cranes, and the sight of them grazing along bayous and fields is no longer a rarity. As wildlife biologist Scott Hereford said, things are definitely looking up. For Bird Note, I'm Georgia Sparling.